Well, look, I hope that the Ethics Committee will stick by our tradition and protocol for the reasons I just articulated. I think this would take us down a path there where I don't know how we'd return if the House Ethics Committee and its resources, which are significant, substantial, could be used to investigate people who are not in the House, then where would that end? I mean, people could weaponize that function of government as well. The reason that Matt Gaetz is such an exciting pick to so many people is because he will go in and reform the Department of Justice. It desperately needs it. Look, he and I sat on the Judiciary Committee together for almost 7 years before I became Speaker of the House, and we heard the evidence. We saw the evidence of lawfare. We saw how the Department of Justice had been used for political purposes, how they targeted Catholics in some examples, and parents at school boards, and pro-life Americans. This is not what our system of justice was built to do, and Matt Gaetz will go in there and shake it up. And I think most of the American people understand that's an important function.
That's Speaker Johnson talking about Matt Gaetz's appointment to the Attorney General position. And as you know, Matt Gaetz, upon his appointment, resigned from the House of Representatives that day, and he had an ethics report out there. This is all a part of a bigger conversation surrounding specifically the House of Representatives with these appointments. The majority for the Republicans, are they going to be able to shore this up to make sure that they continue to solidify that majority? We are joined now by our friend Ryan Schmelz back with us. Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent is with us. Ryan, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, always great to be on, Annie. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you. Tell me about the feeling right now. Of course, Donald Trump wins the election. It's going back to the Republican side. The Senate, strongly Republican, so no more 50-50 split there. But the House of Representatives, there's a lot going on.
There certainly is. And, you know, I think there's this level of fear in the House of Representatives right now that they might just lose their majority if President-elect Trump keeps taking some of their members and putting them in their cabinet. Now we're talking about three members that have been selected over the last couple of days. Now, the big thing is going to be is kind of getting over the shock value of Matt Gaetz being selected as the Attorney General. And, you know, I think there's a lot of talk about what this means for the House Ethics Committee report that you just brought up with Speaker Johnson's soundbite right there. And, you know, we learned actually just a couple of hours ago that the House Ethics Committee is expected to meet on Wednesday and discuss the status of that report. So there's a lot of moving parts right here. And of course, this has created a bigger legal battle of whether or not that report can be released and whether the Senate can get their hands on it or at least get information from it.
Well, Ryan Schmelz with us right now. Do you feel like, is Mike Johnson feel comfortable about these appointments? Elise Stefanik, Congressman Waltz there in Florida, I believe, and Matt Gaetz, of course. Does he feel like we can replace these with Republicans? He's not worried about it?
Just about all of them are from safe districts. I don't think there's a too much of a level of worry. Right now, he's been pushing to get Governor Ron DeSantis to pretty much start the special election process in Matt Gaetz's district as soon as possible, with the hope that they could get that seat filled by early January before the new Congress takes over. Now, I think that there is a little bit of wishful thinking there, but at the same time, I think they want to get these seats filled as soon as possible. And of course, they have to deal with Kathy Hochul in New York, and there's no telling when she's ultimately going to do this. And, you know, she's got some legal binding, you know, commitment she has to do when it comes to filling Elise Stefanik's seat. But she could, you know, run up the clock on that and wait till the last minute. And then Republicans are stuck with a couple of weeks of, you know, an even slimmer majority than they already did have going into this Congress.
We're speaking with Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent Ryan Schmelz. I'm looking right now at the New York Times report here. 12 of 25 Senate confirmation appointments that have been made so far. Matt Gaetz, who has he's resigned his position in the House, so that seat is vacated right now. But Elise Stefanik, she would also need to be confirmed by the Senate, or what we keep hearing, especially on X, there's a lot of posts about it. We don't need the Senate to confirm anyone. We'll just do recess appointments. Can you, in an elementary way, break down for us what it means to get recess appointments, and then also the likelihood that you would potentially see a Secretary of State or an Attorney General be approved through this recess appointment maneuver?
Right. So the idea of a recess appointment is essentially if the House and the Senate are both in recess for 10 days, I believe is the number, then the President of the United States can appoint a cabinet secretary within that time without getting Senate confirmation. Now, of course, The idea of this is to be there for emergency situations. You know, let's say the House and the Senate are on their Christmas recess. So they're on their October recess, which lasts over a month, you know, and then the defense secretary dies while we're at war. Well, then the idea was for a recess appointment to be there so that they can fill that position and America doesn't have a position that's, you know, not being served out in the case of a situation like that. So, of course, I think President-elect Trump is trying to utilize this recess appointment as a way to help some of his members that may face a contentious confirmation process, especially if they're not able to get the necessary 50 to 51 senators they need to get that confirmation. And I think that these rumblings really started with Matt Gaetz. A lot of the early picks, whether it was Lee Zeldin for the EPA, Elise Stefanik for UN Secretary, or UN Ambassador, I should say, or even Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, not a lot of pushback on that. Certainly there were Democrats who don't like those people, but it doesn't seem like they're going to be facing a challenge of getting all 53 incoming senators from the GOP to vote for them. But then the Matt Gaetz pick came up and the Pete Hegseth pick came up. And next thing you know, you can't guarantee that every Republican is going to be united around these specific individuals.
Ryan, this is also Ryan. We are in St. Louis. You're in Washington. You know, you got your ear to the ground. I keep hearing that RFK Jr. is maybe going to have a tough time getting through the confirmation process. That surprises me. Is that just talk or are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah, there's a couple of things to point out there. So, number one, you got to look at the committee RFK Jr. has to go through. So he would go through the HELP committee. Health committee is going to be chaired by Senator Bill Cassidy next year. And if they keep the current senators who are on the committee for the next Congress, then you're also going to have Lisa Murkowski and you're going to have Susan Collins on the committee. So that's three Republicans who supported convicting President-elect Trump during the second impeachment trial. So there is a question of even if Robert F. Kennedy could even get out of committee. And I think, too, there's going to be this question of, well, we do have to keep in mind that he has been a Democrat for pretty much the entirety of his life up until this year. So are past liberal statements that he made going to be a problem for Republicans when they start digging into his record more and looking at who he is? And of course, you know, I think we don't truly know what his specific plans are for making America healthier. And could there be some ideas that he has that doesn't exactly fit with the Republican Party's agenda, which is less regulation, more free market, smaller government? Well, some of those ideas that he has might include more regulation, more government, and maybe that won't sit well with Republicans. So I think that, yes, his confirmation is still up in the air as of right now.
We're speaking with Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent Ryan Schmelz. Last question before we let you go, Ryan, that really brings me to this kind of conclusion of this, all of these appointments coming in. Some people love Marco Rubio and can't believe Matt Gaetz. Some people love Matt Gaetz and can't believe Marco Rubio would find these themselves in these positions. How much weight does it's Donald Trump's mandate, the majority of the country voted for him. If you kind of have a little bit of head scratching going on about any of these, if it's who Donald Trump wants, we have to trust Donald Trump with these appointments. How much of that sentiment exists when it gets into the halls of Congress?
It definitely does play into it. And you're seeing Speaker Johnson make that argument that this is the president's mandate. The American people elected us to put in the people that President-elect Trump feels are the best people for this job. But I've even heard people in MAGA world, I think one that stands out would be Max Miller, congressman from Ohio. He primaried one of the Republicans who voted to impeach Trump the second time around. He worked in the Trump administration. This is somebody who considers himself a Trump loyalist and a part of the MAGA movement. And he has serious issues with Matt Gaetz. So I think there are some members, even within the MAGA movement, who see this as an opportunity to say, no, maybe Matt Gaetz does not represent us. And it's our opportunity to get him away from that position. Now, of course, they're going to let it play out because they are members of the House. But I think there are those in the Senate who just really want to see what this ethics report has to say. They want to look into his background. And I think if there's any pick where a recess appointment would probably rub people the wrong way, it would probably be the Gaetz pick, just because there are so many question marks about his background that senators really feel they need to have answers with before they're comfortable enough enough to support him.
Yeah, a recess appointment for an attorney general in this situation is a little bit different than the example you gave earlier, which is the defense secretary dies when we're at war in October. It's just a little bit different of a purpose for the intended recess appointment. Mm-hmm. Ryan, there's going to be so much more to cover as these days go on. We hope you'll come back with us and continue these conversations because we love the inside look.
Absolutely. Anytime, Annie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Go follow him on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox and tell him hi from the Annie Fry Show. He's great. When I was in Washington, D.C. with my son's eighth grade class trip, he found out I think I tweeted or something that I was in D.C., maybe a picture of like a monument or something. And he messaged me. He's like, are you in D.C.? I was like, I am. And he came and met me. And
that's cool.
He was wonderful and very, very well-versed and knowledgeable.
Anytime I hear him on Big Fox, which I do regularly, I always think of that.
Yeah. He's a good guy. And I'm glad that he was able to give us some time today. All right. Quick break. Wiggins America, what we missed over the weekend when we come back.
Monday Roundup.
All right. Stick around. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Is Donald Trump cool? Two-Bit says, if cool means someone that gets it, he is very cool. Thank you, Two-Bit, for the comment. Give us your thoughts, your vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and keep it right here because Wiggins America is next.